If recent development trends continue, Massachusetts would lose 13% of its forest land over the next 50 years, which would undermine recent land conservation gains, threaten wildlife habitats, put drinking water supplies at risk, and result in harsher consequences of climate change. But the two-year study conducted by Harvard University and the Smithsonian Institution lays out a rosier scenario if the state adopts policies that promote more land conservation, development that is clustered near existing cities and towns, and improved timber harvesting methods.
It's pessimistic if you look at the worst scenario. It's optimistic if you realize that we can achieve the best scenario.
David Foster, director of Harvard Forest, Harvard University's 3,500-acre outdoor lab in Petersham, said Massachusetts is at a turning point as the state's forest cover continues to decline.
We are losing the very infrastructure, the natural infrastructure, that supports human life and supports all of nature.
The study was prompted by research that found 60% of Massachusetts is now covered by forest, compared with 70% forest cover in the 1970s. Much of the loss, about 16,000 acres a year, came during the building boom of the 1980s.
It isn't just the amount of forest that's lost, it's where it's lost and the pattern of that. And so if you disperse development willy-nilly across the state and across the landscape, it has a very different impact than if you concentrate that.
The Harvard researchers used sophisticated computer models to conduct a detailed acre-by-acre analysis of the entire state using four different scenarios with contrasting patterns of development, conservation, wood harvesting, and agriculture to see what Massachusetts could look like in 2060. The study's lead author, Jonathan Thompson, a senior ecologist at Harvard Forest, said the study is the first of its kind for an entire state.
So it's incredibly detailed. No one's done this before at this level of detail for an entire state.
The study has particular implications for western Massachusetts, which has the majority of the forest land and the largest intact pieces of wildlife habitat in the state. Stephanie Cooper, Assistant Secretary with the Massachusetts Office of Energy and Environmental Affairs, called the study a significant achievement.
It shows that the policies of the Patrick administration are the right ones in terms of commitments to land conservation, to smart growth and land use planning, and sustainable forestry. And I think it's a good demonstration for us that those policies need to be continued and redoubled over the long term.
The study is being released at a time when Governor Deval Patrick, who has made land conservation a priority, has just 1 year left in office. The legislature next year is expected to debate an environmental bond bill that would fund future state land purchases for conservation. The legislature is also expected to consider a number of changes in zoning laws that could restrict development. Joanna Ballantyne, regional director for the Trustees of Reservations, a private conservation group, said she hoped the study would result in informed public policy decisions.
The depth of the study, we hope, will be a real springboard for us who are passionate about this to be able to really work from data and science and natural sciences from Harvard. So this is something we're really looking forward to having as we continue to push this agenda forward.
Harvard researchers have received funding from the National Science Foundation to extend the study to include the five other New England states. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.